Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay, was that you sniffing in the microphone? Was it?
I think it was.
What did it smell like?
I can
smell. What does it smell like?
I can smell really good because Riggins told me about some little Vicks thing you can put up your nose and it clears you out. And I did that this morning and I'm smelling everything now.
The Vicks inhaler?
Yeah.
Did you get one of your own or you borrowed his?
I got one of my own. I thought about, should I just try Riggins? And I was like, no, that's gross.
You know, they have scented ones now, Riggins. I know you use that all the time. And I think they have scented ones that smell like pumpkin or something. Ooh. Like that. It may not be the Vicks brand, but it's... it's some brand that now has different scents that will open you up.
Skints. I wish I would have known because I got the menthol one and it is aggressive.
Yeah. Well, I may have dreamed that. But the other ones are menthol too. They just have a...
yeah.
Like it's the same process. I may have made that up for some reason or dreamt it.
No, I think I've seen something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's funny.
Like
she looked like she was smelling those smelling salts. I mean, her head went back and she went,
oh. It makes your eyes water.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah. So, same thing will happen if you smoke a Newport.
Should have just got those.
it's a whole lot more fun.
Yeah.
I could see Lindsay smoking a Newport.
Mm-hmm.
One of those long 360, what were those, 360s or Misty?
And they also had the Virginia Slim 120s. Ultralight menthols.
That's what I was thinking.
That's what a woman I know used to smoke.
Delicious.
And they're skinny and long.
Yeah.
That's what really I would long. Do. Yeah.
Because a regular longer cigarette is called a 100.
Okay.
And so these were called 120s. Mm. So they were even longer than that.
Got 20 more on them, huh?
Well, that's the way it was when I smoked 24 years ago. I don't know if they've changed or not. It's a 100 still a long one. They call them 100s, Riggins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They also make like 74s now that are smaller than a regular cigarette. So you got to kind of like pinch them and smoke them.
Oh, God.
So you look like a crazy person when you get those.
Oh, Lord. Oof. So do you just smoke more than that? I mean, like two at a time?
Basically.
It's when your coffee break is only 5 minutes instead of 15.
Yeah.
You know, it's for the real short one.
Real addicted person.
All right, so I had a moral dilemma on the show yesterday, and turns out I really didn't have a dilemma. I was right all along in my thought process. So that is coming up next with the In Case You Missed It segment. So don't miss In Case You Missed It coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and you know it is not a secret that my favorite gift to receive and my favorite gift to give is a delivery from Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks is unrivaled in quality and taste, and this year you can just skip all of the holiday hassle and save 50% off site-wide during their cyber sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get a $30 reward card when you shop early and score an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. We're talking about five generations of experience, and Omaha Steaks consistently delivers the world's best steak experience, and their gift experts have made it easy to deliver the perfect gift with thoughtfully curated gift packages starting at $89.99. From legendary steaks to mouthwatering desserts and more, save 50% off site-wide during the cyber sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, our listeners get an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR and a $30 reward card when you shop early. omahasteaks.com, promo code TJR, minimum purchase may apply.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, I had a moral dilemma at a restaurant over the weekend. We talked about it yesterday, so it is today's In Case You Missed It. Enjoy and judge as you wish.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch-up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Jody,
my wife,
and I were running all over the area yesterday, gathering up Christmas decorations that that had been donated to us by the wonderful company called Lowe's Home Improvement. And we had to go to a couple of the different stores to get stuff. This store had this, and this store had that. And so they had it lined up to where we would just come pick it up. They were donating it. Great, great people at Lowe's. And so... During all the runnings around, my wife has a headache. Right, she got a headache, and she said it's probably because I haven't eaten anything. We need to eat before we go to the next town. I said, all right. So we went to Cracker Barrel. It was about 11 o'clock, so it was in between the noon rush and then the breakfast rush. So it only took us about 15 minutes to get a table. So in there, it's crowded in that gift shop, you know. Mm-hmm. And I almost get claustrophobic at times if I've got to be in there too long. But there was a really nice looking fella, and he was, I mean, muscled up. I mean, perfect V shape, where his big shoulders and arms and chest and everything, and his tiny waist. And he was wearing some jogger pants and running shoes, and one of those skimpy, barely covers him tank tops, like bodybuilders wear. Mm. You know, it's got the small strap in the back that meets in the very back, and then your lats are completely exposed. Mm-hmm. Everything but your nipples in the front are exposed.
Is it a big armhole?
Huge.
Okay.
Yeah. And they used to not let men come in and to a restaurant and eat wearing a tank top. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that long ago, but I don't like to nitpick things, you know, but it was basically like he wasn't even wearing a shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might as well not wear a shirt.
So whenever I would pass by him in the little gift shop, I would stop and move back and make sure that he has plenty of room to get by, that we don't brush up against each other. Because I don't want to be brushed up against a man who's exposed.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Even
right.
if it's just on the top, he's exposed.
Yeah.
That's so y'all think that was wrong too? I'm not just being grouchy old man?
No, that's cover up. Because the arm lifts and the armhole's so big, you can probably see at certain angles inside his shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his chest. And
yeah. I mean, I tried very hard to. I mean, well, you know what I mean.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So I didn't know this. Apparently, you're supposed to wash your Christmas tree before you bring it in the house. That's what experts are recommending. They said the insects that live on your Christmas tree are not serious pests. That are dangerous to your home or people or pets. It's not like you're bringing in bed bugs or some kind of pests that cause structural damage to your home. But it is still a good idea, you know, in case you're freaked out.
Trees, right? Oh, wait, I'm sorry, Lindsay. I didn't have your microphone. Oh,
they're talking about real
trees. Okay.
Yeah.
We're good then. Okay, I was just making sure. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Because real trees are nasty.
Yeah.
You don't like a real tree?
No. Have we met?
No, I didn't know this was a platform of yours.
Mm-hmm.
What about the real tree? Is it because of the bugs?
Well, that, and it's, you know, expensive one-time use thing, and it's a lot more bothersome on my part to have to go to the tree lot and buy it and strap it into my truck and mm-hmm. build a stand for it, or come up find a stand for it. Well, my dad had to do that one time because he got one that was half off because it had a crooked trunk. Mm-hmm. And so he had to build a special stand so it would stand straight to save $10 on it.
Oh, God.
A lot of work.
I know. Man. It's way too much work. And then it puts needles all over the place. And then you got to water it.
That's
all that.
That's my thing.
Yeah. And it doesn't look as good as a fake tree.
Yeah. The fake trees are perfect.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
Yeah.
But I did uncover something when we were at our event over the weekend where the whole show was together. I said, you know, Lindsay had mentioned she had decorated all like last week.
Yeah.
And then her husband just casually, he didn't hear that conversation. He goes, yeah, so I was up, you know, putting the tree up and decorating and stuff. And I was like, oh, Lindsay told us she decorated the whole house the other day.
I love how he said, I heard
by herself. She said by myself.
Yes, she did.
I love what he said. I decorated the whole house today. Put up the tree. Like, you put up the tree. And I know it's a lot of work. It's a 12-foot, 14-foot tree. I get it. I didn't do that part. I decorated the whole house.
So did he decorate the tree or assemble the tree?
He assembled the tree. The tree is not decorated yet because I have not had time to decorate it.
Sounds like it's because he hasn't had time. Oh.
They both said the same thing. I decorated the house today, and then he comes right and he's like, I decorated the whole house today. I'm like, well, one of you.
He'll put it up and be like, oh, this is, I mean, I decorated the whole house. I mean, what are you talking about? Do you know what I have to do to our whole house? The tree is one little part.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little part. That's the main thing.
Well, it's not decorated. It's
the centerpiece of the decor.
He kills me.
If you
me.
Decorated all the stuff that you decorate and people walked in, what would they say? Oh, well, where's your tree?
Well,
and you go, well, we didn't put up a tree this year.
Yeah,
oh,
God. Okay.
They say, well, all you did was this?
I mean, I did everything. I mean, if you see our house, it's like a winter wonderland. I did that. He's like, I decorated the whole house. Don't be dramatic.
Yeah, and I didn't say anything because I didn't want to start anything. I went, oh, good for you. That's it. Must have been a lot of work.
It's been started. I heard him say that. It's been started.
I'm liking him more and more. That sounds exactly like something that I would have to say.
Yeah.
Let everybody know that Jody didn't decorate the whole house. Yeah. I did. Good for him.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
Okay, Reagan's, when you unearthed this video of Seafood Frank, did you send this to me because it was so outrageous or because it was just from my home state of Louisiana? Were you shocked by this, what he's selling?
Yeah.
Were you shocked that it looks like it's from a news story on the television news?
Oh, I didn't pick up on that.
It looks like that to me. But anyway, he's got a little business, and he's the only one that works at this business, and he does all the work. And he sells seafood and other things.
Seafood Frank. I have coons, nutria, farm-raised alligator, goat meat, pig meat, piglets, big frog legs as long as your hand. And how about a nice big coon? Look at this baby. That's a nice big coon. Well, this is a nutria. In the spring, I have a lot of conway and snapping turtles. I'll sell them live to go, all clean, whichever way that the customer wants them. And I'm a one-man show. I do everything. I really need the business. I really would appreciate it, especially with my wife in the hospital. She can't walk. She can't walk. It's true. She can't move her feet. She can't stand. So it's been a lot of health problems. She's 75 years old.
Okay.
But so far, I'm okay. So
yeah, he's selling raccoon meat. He's selling turtle, you know, completely dressed, selling turtle. What else did he
sell?
Nutria.
Gators.
What's nutria? Yeah.
Nutria is in Louisiana. They get huge and they cause problems with the drainage systems and things like that. They're big. They also call them nutria rats. They're like giant muskrats. Is what they are.
Yeah, like a huge rat.
Oh,
yeah. So he's got that
turtles, raccoons, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, and it's all from like a dirty cooler in his backyard. I mean, it looks pretty rough, but the comments are just brutal. Do you want to hear? Somebody said,
it might make me say it.
Yeah, no wonder she's got all those health problems. Look at what you're feeding her.
Are these normal things that people do eat there?
Yeah, like some parts of Louisiana, raccoons.
Somebody said,
there was always a rule where I grew up in the central part of the state. If you sold raccoon meat, you had to leave the front. One of the front paws on it, because that ensured that you weren't selling cats. You were actually selling, you know, raccoons that you had trapped or hunted.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting philosophy.
You don't sound thrilled about that one.
But I mean, just thinking about the reason that they had to have that law.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Which is sad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And turtles, sweet baby turtles.
Yeah. You go to some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans and order the turtle soup.
No. It's good.
Yeah. Well, but I'm just saying it's expensive too. I mean, you can make it expensive.
Hey, turtles ain't sweet. They're mean.
I love turtles.
I bet you would.
No.
But I mean, most of that stuff that he's selling, they're talking about what he's feeding his wife. It's not, it's lean. Alligator meat is lean. Yeah. Nutria is lean. So is raccoon meat lean.
Somebody said, I'm not buying any raccoon, but if you do eat it, buy it from him.
If you eat it, make sure you buy it from him. Help, like a nice guy. Help him out with those hospital bills.
Yeah.
Bless.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
As we creep up on Thanksgiving here, we're going to be talking to people or hearing from people about the thing they are most thankful for being offensive to other people. So they have to determine whether or not, or we'll have to determine whether they can say it around the table. It's like, what are you most thankful for kind of thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was a kid, the first time we did that, my dad said, okay, we're going to go around the table and you tell us what you are most thankful for. And I said, I was little. I said, Daddy, I'm most thankful that I don't end sentences and prepositions.
Oh, what a cute little guy. Smart.
I'm thankful for you, son. Smart mouth. It is Thanksgiving, and the TSA is warning everybody that it's going to be the busiest holiday travel day of the year on Sunday. Yeah. I thought it would have been Tuesday or Wednesday, or today or Wednesday, but it's Sunday at the return flights.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, over Christmas? That's weird.
Because they all split up when they're coming in to wherever they're going, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But everybody has to go home pretty much on Sunday.
Right.
They said, and it's actually the second holiday is not Christmas. It's the 4th of July, they said.
What?
Slightly under Thanksgiving, but yeah.
Yeah.
Strange.
So they expect over 3 million people going through airports and stuff like that. Our local airport, a lot of the employees are on strike.
Oh, yeah.
They planned a 24-hour strike on the busiest holiday travel week of the year.
Yeah.
But they expect it to end today, hopefully, so they can, you know, hopefully not experience any delayed flights or cancellations.
Yeah. I don't even know the ins and outs of the situation. But you know how I am. I'll tend to pick sides without knowing the information.
Sure. Yeah. I'm the same way.
Shoot from the hip.
Yeah. Guilty.
The employees that are striking are the ones that I think take out the trash, assist with wheelchairs in the airports, and things like that. So
it's like they want more pay. They're doing too much.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I think they're definitely looking for more pay. I don't know the reasons.
Oh.
Yeah. But more money. Probably. Yeah. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
We want to eat more. We want nicer things. That sort of thing. Okay. Well, then I'm not on their side.
So good luck at the airports. Hopefully you won't have too much trouble getting through there.
Not a big union fan.
Yeah, no, you are not. Chili's back in the news. They have teamed up with Reese's to debut their first new dessert in over a decade. It's called the peanut butter pie.
Mm.
What a crazy name.
I love peanut butter pie.
This looks crazy. A chocolate ganache, creamy peanut butter, chocolate chip filling, chocolate crust with ganache, and a topping of peanut butter cups and a white chocolate drizzle.
They ruined it.
They
got
about
too much chocolate.
Too much.
It is a lot of chocolate.
Too much chocolate. That probably tastes like X-Lax tablets.
Agreed.
I had a free dessert from them for my birthday, and they wouldn't let me get that one.
They said no?
They said you could only get a cookie skillet. I was like no, well, fine, bring me the cookie skillet.
They're like, sir, you don't need this one.
Can you lower your voice?
No, it's my birthday. It's my birthday.
It says dessert. It doesn't say which ones I can get.
Oh, Rob, you're such a chick. I love you. I love you.
Ugh. He is one of a kind. He's our Rob. Yeah, you can't have him.
You can't.
He's ours.
Don't try to steal him.
We've got more coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and you know it is not a secret that my favorite gift to receive and my favorite gift to give is a delivery from Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks is unrivaled in quality and taste, and this year you can just skip all of the holiday hassle and save 50% off site-wide during their cyber sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get a $30 reward card when you shop early and score an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. We're talking about 5 generations of experience, and Omaha Steaks consistently delivers the world's best steak experience and Their gift experts have made it easy to deliver the perfect gift with thoughtfully curated gift packages starting at $89.99. From legendary steaks to mouthwatering desserts and more, save 50% off site-wide during the cyber sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, our listeners get an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR and a $30 reward card when you shop early. omahasteaks.com, promo code TJR, minimum purchase may apply.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Let me just say, I would not, if I got cheated on by a girlfriend or whatever, I would not handle it well. It would probably kill me. Like, I don't have the heart for it. Mm-hmm. It would break me.
Yeah.
Break me in half. Lindsay, have you ever been cheated on by, by a boyfriend?
Well, yes. What kind of question? Yes.
Did they do it in a creative way, or was it just something behind your back?
Oh, behind my back.
Yeah.
But I always find out.
You always find out?
Kyle, I always find out. I'm just kidding.
That's right.
I'm just kidding.
Well, there's a new way people are cheating, and it actually makes a lot of sense. They're using the iPhone Notes app because there's no tracer for it. Like, if you go through iMessage, it all syncs up through your devices, and you can access those anywhere. But the Notes app, what it is, people are sending DMs or messages on their own phone, on their own Notes app, and then adding the person they're cheating with as a collaborator on the note. Hmm. So then they can access it on their phone. But they said the even trickier part of it is that you can pass lock your Notes app on your phone. So even if your significant other knows your PIN to get into your phone, they would have to go through a second level of security to access the Notes app. But by that time, the note would have already been deleted by the person who's collaborating with
Genius.
You.
Genius.
Mm-hmm. You know why I use the Notes app? Because I can't, I don't want to spend the money on Microsoft Word.
Yeah.
Really? You
yeah, do same. All your.
Even though Rob gave me a link to it that where we had it with the show, and I still haven't downloaded it yet to use it. But I also copy and paste links to recipes in my notes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's what most people are using it for, links.
Or grocery lists.
Grocery lists. They have a whole function to do grocery lists and stuff like that. But this seems so much more nefarious.
They're coming up with so many crazy techniques. Like, you're working too hard at it.
I know. Wasn't a previous one like they'd put in a draft of an email in an email account and they'd give that to the person the email login?
Login for a Gmail. That's a good idea,
that's
too.
That's actually a genius idea.
I thought it was
idea.
One we've already heard.
I don't know how to do any of that. So.
Yeah, you're out of luck.
Sitting there going, what are y'all going?
What happened to old school cheating where you go to a payphone?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Or I remember my mama back in the 70s just going around looking at all the payphones in town trying to catch my dad on one.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Was that for real?
Yeah. Back then, you said, if there's a man on a payphone and he's close to his house, he's cheating.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Actually,
because there weren't cell phones or anything, but
like
you see a darned old man is what. You see a darned old man on the phone. He's close to his house. I guarantee you, he's cheating.
I love that.
That's so
were
funny.
There phone booths in your town?
They were just
a payphone.
There were payphones.
There were,
but they weren't full booths. Phone booths.
Yeah,
they were just. You know, the little cutout thing. Like, I don't know what you call it.
Yeah. That's crazy, though. So I'm not saying anybody's doing this, but it is a new way to cheat if you're interested around the holidays, which is the time of the year when cheating spikes, unfortunately. That's what they say.
Hmm.
Right around the holidays.
Okay. Well, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. I think there are so many people who love Thanksgiving as their favorite holiday that don't get talked about. I think that, with the commercialization and all of Christmas and the media and everything, I think that people aren't really looking past and looking over Thanksgiving the way the media wants us to think that they are.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of people still revere Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not falling for all that.
No.
Because I like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's great.
I do too.
I'm trying to think if, like, every Christmas when I was a kid, there at some point there would be some sort of a blow up between somebody and my family. Every Christmas.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you got Christmas Eve and Christmas Day where families are together and it could happen. But I don't remember Thanksgiving being a big blow up.
Because it's time. So quick, like in and out.
Yeah.
You know, one day.
Oh, well, I take that back. My grandparents used to always get in a fight because my grandfather was the one that cooked the dumplings and dressing like I do. And my grandmother, my Nana, would always tell him there was something wrong with it as he was cooking it. You need to do this and you need that. And the main one was, that broth is not rich enough.
Yeah.
My grandfather's name was Doc. He's like, Doc, that broth, I'm telling you, is not rich enough.
Oy.
Yeah. So then they would get into it or whatever. But we also didn't go around the table and say for what we were thankful. We didn't do that. That was kind of what people did on TV. But I like doing that now,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I was just thinking there are probably going to be some people who can't really say at their Thanksgiving table what they are most thankful for right now because, you know, you're not supposed to talk about politics.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
True.
But if you can't come up with a thing that you're thankful for without involving politics, it's like you need to.
Well, it's supposed to be the thing you are most thankful for. And right now, there are a lot of people who are most thankful for the fact that their side won the election.
Hmm.
You know, and they look at it like it saved, you know, the whole country from, you know, falling into a pit, you know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they just do something else they're thankful for. Maybe not the most, but.
Yeah. Just something.
Or what if it's offensive in a different way? Like, I'm so thankful that, my girlfriend and I have taken our relationship to a sexual level.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you, baby. Is that what, did I take your thunder? Is that what you were going to say?
Oh.
I'd go with the politics in that case. Yeah. I mean, that seems like a less shocking one.
Thankful I beat that case, even though I was guilty. You know, could be any of those things.
It could go south quick.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a trashy. Glad I got that settlement.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, even though I was faking it. I mean, if you get a settlement and you deserve it, you're okay. But, you know, if you're putting shingles on the, carrying them up a ladder to the roof, meanwhile, you're getting workman's comp because your back's hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a good thing.
Could be frowned upon.
All right. So what do you got? You would like to tell people what you're thankful for, but it might offend them. And you just send us a DM on our social medias at TJ Riggins Show. Let's go.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay, some people don't even care if they cause a scene and make everybody uncomfortable at their Thanksgiving celebration. They look at it like, hey, I'm getting attention either way. The attention's on me, and I don't care whether it's good or bad. And because I feel something, then I'm going to say something. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. I'm just honest.
Mm-hmm. I'm just being honest. Well, nobody asks you.
Yeah.
So there is an etiquette expert who says that these are the top five rudest things that you can do for Thanksgiving. Number five is showing up late. Because you show up late, that means everybody's waiting on you to eat.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
It's very, very shellfish of you. Salting the food before you at least taste it. That's an old school rule. Some people, you know, still care. I think it would go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you taste it and then you're like, oh, well, that needs salt, then that's more offensive, I think, because you're like, I tried your cooking and it's not where I want it to be. So now I'm going to salt it.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to put it where it should be.
And not everyone wants that amount.
So, right.
You know.
Doesn't bother me, though. I put it all out there. You eat it however you want it.
Yeah.
I'm not sensitive about that. I am sensitive about people not eating after I've been in there cooking and it's getting cold.
Right.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Kids.
I'll go throw it away. Yeah. Say, all right, y'all aren't going to come eat after I said it three times? All right. In the trash.
In the trash.
Criticizing the food is the number three rudest thing to do.
Yeah.
That would be number one. I mean.
Taking uninvited guests, even though you know there's going to be plenty to eat. It says it's rude just to last minute throw somebody else on the list.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, too.
That's me, though. I'll be like, you want to swing by? Just swing by.
And the number one thing is using your phone during the Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I mean,
take a potato.
I guess if you're like totally disconnected from what's going on and you're just so wrapped up in your phone, that would be rude. But I don't think checking it every once in a while is a big deal. Everybody's got their phone at our table.
Sure. It's a way of life.
Yeah, I think if you can't just sit there with your family and enjoy the meal without having to have your security blanket sitting there with you, because there's nothing going on your phone that would need your attention as an emergency or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm on my phone a lot. And even during Thanksgiving, I say, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Are y'all that addicted to your phone?
Good for you, yeah. Y'all that addicted? This is like so insulting that he's lecturing us about phone usage.
Yeah. You millennials, you stupid.
I hate to do it, but I mean, somebody needs to.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe your mom puts up with that, Riggins.
Please. Talking to you is like talking to a wall. You're just locked into that phone.
Not during Joey's Thanksgiving dinner. Not during Thanksgiving dinner. I want to share one with another. I'm very thankful for everything, and you know to whom I'm thankful is the Lord. That's what Thanksgiving means. Give thanks to the Lord.
Well, I'm texting the Lord during my meal. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure Lord is listed under Black Friday sales in your phone.
Right. Exactly.
New lip shimmer. 45% off.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.